So tell me, how long ago did you start Orange Theory? I know you started in your basement.
Well, I actually, I got let go of a job when I was 40. I actually started Pilates one-on-ones in my house in a spare room. And I started building a group of clients out of that. I was teaching some cycling classes at a Gold Gym on the side. And I kept building for about almost a year, just out of clients out of my house. And I kind of took the plunge, borrowed some money to open up a small Pilates studio. It was going great, except there was a problem with Pilates. There's no metabolic work, fat burning work. So my members were a little frustrated. They were taking cycling classes. They were working with personal trainers. They were jogging around parks. And they said, Ellen, nothing is really blasting the fat off my body. We know that Pilates works to stabilize our muscles, but it's not working. I decided I would open up a little bigger space, and I would have my Pilates studio, and I would put another room. In this room, I would call the ultimate workout. And it would be treadmill interval training, where the heart rate had to get over 84% for at least 12 minutes.
I think mine got up to 900. But
it would be rowing. Rowing is put in for power. A lot of people don't understand that after age 30, you start losing wattage. So think of a light bulb, a 100-watt light bulb. After age 30, every year, you start losing, and pretty soon you're 50 years old, and you're wondering why you need coffee all the time, I'm tired all the time, even at 40 years old, and it's because you lost wattage. Your light bulb is now a 40-watt light bulb.
So I'm dim?
Okay, it starts in... we don't want it to flicker and eventually go out. So that's why I put rowers in there, because rowing will put the power back in your light bulb. So it's not impact.
Ellen, tell me, some people are intimidated by group fitness classes.
Yep.
For people in Vancouver that have not tried Orange Theory, in one sentence, how would you describe it?
It's for all levels. It's the simplest way to become, because we have a walker category, a jogger category, and a runner category. So if you can walk, you can do Orange Theory. And any of the other exercises in the room, the coaches have been all trained to give options. Go to your knees. Hold on to this. Do so. Wherever you're at, you can get through the workout.
And I'm a woman of a certain age whose wattage is dimming, being my metabolism. Is this going to blast the fat off of me?
This is going to spike that metabolism. We're going to bring your light bulb back to 100 watts. Even if it's at 40, I know how to get it back to 100. And that's an important thing, especially for women, because between aging, hormones, menopause, all of this going on, it runs havoc in our bodies. And we're like trying everything and anything, and we're going, it's not working. And a lot of the research that I've done on what takes place cellularly in your body, hormonally in your body, during the push, during the all out, when you're putting wattage back in, is going to fight all of those issues.
All right, I'm in. How many times a week should I be doing this? Twice?
Two to three is ideal. Okay. 2 to 3 is ideal. I call it the multivitamin of fitness. So listen, I need more flexibility, Ellen. Go take yoga a couple times a week. Ellen, I want a little bit more bulking. Okay, go to the gym and use heavy weights a couple times a week. But you must take at least 2 to 3 times a week to keep the metabolism, your multivitamin. It gives you everything for metabolism